Omer Avchia, Brei de Rav Yavo, Uvegodol. Let's say you have an older person, a person so old he's getting sick already, and he can't eat so much. Is Afa Pi Shen Yochol Echo B'dei Achilles Pras. Even though he cannot even eat the size of a kezayis, an olive's worth of wheat, B'dei Achilles Pras, within these 3 or 4 minutes, still his waste that comes out is Masrecha, smells a lot, and you have to stay away from Adal Damas before you could daven. Adal Damas means if your back is towards it, or on the side of you. But if in front of you, you have to stay away, come only end of as long as you can see it. The Yosef, what the Pasuk says, Vayosef das Yosef machov, Yochol, yeah. So the older you get, the sicker you get, but I call upon him, this comes out from my body, that's my sriyah. Rashi says, Vechol bais, machov means my sriyah. Yeah. It's Yosef machov. The older you get, Samael, the more your body like is masreches. So therefore the waste that comes out also is worse, so therefore you have to stay away from it also, Daladamas. Yochol lechol kezayis tzli. If you have a person that's a krit, or kezayis worth of roasted meat, then shechtun olav as a Pesach. He could be a person that came a man, appoint him part of your korban Pesach, and therefore he could be part of it. Shenem, because the Pesach says, ish lefi ochloi. You have to have a person that could eat from the korban Pesach. So if he could eat a kezayis worth of roasted meat, the Korban Pesach has to be tzli'esh. You have to roast it. So if he could eat a kezayis of tzli'esh, then he's roy to be part of the Korban Pesach. We have Yehudu Oimer, at sheyochol levarer achila. Until he has to be old enough to know what he's eating. Trashi shechno of the Pesach, memana noisoy al bnei chamura. Vila loy, the chsivish of yochol etzchos arol achila. Now, Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyochol Levarer Achila, he could check out to know what's good food, what's not good.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, the Ran Taka learns, no, that Rav Yehuda say, Rav Yehuda Omer again, Ad Sheyochol Levarer Achila, he could check out the food. Kate said, what does that mean? Noisen loy tzoror v'zorkoy egos v'noitloy. You give, this going back to this Pesach of Korban Pesach. The Pesach says, Ishka fi ocholoy techoysu. He has to be able to eat. The eating means you have to know what you're eating. That's part of the Pesach. You have to, the person that can be part of the Korban Pesach is only that the person knows what's good or not. If you give him a stone, he throws it away. If you give him a nut, he takes it. That's okay. The Ran says, "Hesav Rabbi Yehuda to be a daya karinim bay lefi ochloi techoisu." Says lefi ochloi for shech lov is a Pesach halav hochiloi. The person doesn't know what's good food, what's not good food. He can't be part of the Korban Pesach. Part of the Korban Pesach means you have to be able to know what you're eating, if it's good or not. The Sant. Yeah. Hadin alecha lulav agazel. Mishnah says lulav, the mitzvah takes the lulav on sukkis. The arava will soon see the mitzvah of the arava. There was a special mitzvah that we'll see later that around the mizbeach they put aravas. They put dig aravas around the mizbeach or on the days of sukkis. So shisha v'shiva. Sometimes we have these two mitzvahs 6 days of sukkis, and sometimes we have it 7 days of sukkis. We'll see when. Drash lulav arava. Shein the mikdash kol shiva. In the base of mikdash, the mitzvah was to take the lulav all 7 days of sukkis. So lulav l'netilo, the lulav was to hold the lulav, and v'arov l'hakiv is beach. Kila kamon bepirik, like we'll learn later in this parak. Used to put the arovus around the mizbeach all the days of sukkis. So sometimes, some years it was 6 days, some years it was 7 days. We'll soon see. Ha halel, to say halel during sukkis, v'ya simcha. Then you know simchas yomtiv. Rashi learns, Lecho bosa shlomim. The kind of lebsochim is man shebesimitish kayim, hein simcha el bosa. The bisman the besimitish, how will you mekayim the posik of smachta pergech of simcha by eating bosa, eating meat from a korban shlomim? Shinem of yezavachta shlomim of yachalta shomu smachta. The afagav daikrola bergolim ksiv, haikrola bahar grizim, varevo ksiv, mil bergolim simcha ksivo smachta pergech. Heis bayomtiv, it also says in the posik, visamachta pergech. And here it says, the samachta goes on eating the korban shlomim, so we learn out, bizman you have the base of migdish. How are you making the mitzvah of simcha? Eating meat from a korban shlomim. So Mishnah says, these two mitzvahs of saying halal and eating the meat from the korban shlomim is shmoinu. All 8 days of sukkahs, even shmini atzeres, even the last day, also there's a mitzvah to say gant halal and to eat meat called as a simchas yomtiv. Sukkah v'nisa chamayim shiva. The mitzvah teed inside the sukkah, midiraisa, is only 7 days. The 8th day is Shemini Atzeres already. Hu adin nisach hamayim, that on the korban hatomid that was brought in the morning, used to have the nisach hamayim, that was all 7 days. 7 days of sukkis, he had the nisach hamayim. Trashi betzmidi achag shachris, v'lo yarvis. only by the korban atomid in the morning that they bring the nisach hamayim, not by the evening. Used to have the flute. That was chamisha v'shiva. Used to have the flute by the simchas beis hashoeva. Some years he had 5 nights. Some years he had 6. Shashia chalil simchas beis hashoeva. Ho yusmechim bechag lekovet shivas nisach hamayim. They used to have special parties at night lekovet this new mitzvah of nisach hamayim. Or mechalim mechalilim. They used to sing with flutes and harps and kunaris. V'yosach chalil ein adrecha yomtiv. He now do it on yomtiv. Hilkach pomen shucha mishi yomim bechag. Sometimes only 5 days of weekdays. Going shaloi chal yomtiv rishim shabbos. If the first day yomtiv didn't come out on Shabbos, so you're gonna have the first day yomtiv. You can't play the flutes. And you can have a Shabbos in between, you can. So then you only have 5 days in between, you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But if the first day Sukkot came out on Shabbos, then you have the next 6 days, you have the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So some years it was 5, some years it was 6. Now the Mishnah explains. Lulav Shiva. How do you have the case that the mitzvah take the lulav 7 days? Case said, is Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Shachal Yus B'Shabbos. Lulav Shiva. If the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days. V'shar kol ha-yomim, let's say the first day of Sukkot did not come out on Shabbos. Shabbos comes out one of the next days, then the lach rishisha. Then on Shabbos you do not take the lulav. So you only have the lulav 6 days of Sukkot, not 7 days of Sukkot. Arova, this inyan that we said around the mizbech, they put the arovas, shiva, sometimes it was 7 days. Kate said, how do you have that? Yoyma shvi shal arova shechal yis b'shabbos. If Oshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then Arova Shiva. Then they had the Arovas all days. V'shar kol ha-yomim, let's say if Oshana Rabbah does not come out on Shabbos, so Shabbos comes out on one of the other days, then on that day of Shabbos you don't use the Arova. Then it's Shisha. So that year that Shabbos does not come out on the Oshana Rabbah, Shabbos comes out on one of the days before, so that day of Shabbos you don't use the Arovas. You don't put the Arovas around the Mizbeach. We'll see a Mishnah later about the Arovas around the Mizbeach. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How do you have the Mitzvah Lulav? Trashi B'yom Tov Yeh. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. Yom Tov Harishon Shachag. Shachag Lias B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, so he said there's a mitzvah to use the Lulav when they had the Beis HaMikdash, is Moilichin as Lulavayim Lehar Abayis. They used to bring the Lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. Could be Erev Yom Tov used to do it. Rashi says here, on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, they used to bring the Lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. V'achazonim, the Kabla Mehen, and the Chazon, the one that was in charge of the Shamish, Rashi Shemeshamshim Behen, Shom Letzorche Tziva, the one that took care of everybody, he put the Esroigim, the Lulavim down. Chazon, the Kabla Mehen, V'soidru Noisagabi Yitztabo, and he put it along on top of a plank. Trashagab eats the boy, Rechova, Shalarabaya, Soysa, Mukefet, it's the boy, there's a lot of planks, a lot of, platforms. Leishav Shom, to sit there. So kids, he used to put down all the lulavs on the platforms. The Azakanim, the older people, Menichin Eshalahem, Belishcha. They were afraid they couldn't push tomorrow to get it, they used to put it away in a special room. Rashi, the first big line, V'yaskenim, Shedoyagim, they were afraid that Shleidovchum, they shouldn't push them tomorrow, V'yismachah, they'll be squashed, therefore they put the lulav away, Erev Shabbos, in a special room. O Malam Denoyser Loimer, now the Chazanim, they used to tell the people, when you bring in your lulav here on Erev Shabbos, you should know, say like this, that Kol mi shemagia lulavei liyodoi, harayu loy b'matona. You should know that tomorrow, of course, for sure, Metchila, try and get your lulav. When you get there tomorrow, come nice and early and try and recognize your lulav and take your lulav because the mitzvah is lochem and has to belong to you. But we also tell everybody to know that just lo yitzui, in case it happens that you're not going to find your lulav and you'll take somebody else's lulav, we're telling everybody right now to speak out that you're makma to whoever takes it. Whoever has it, I'm giving it to you for matana. So in other words, everybody is yoyts of the mitzvah. Whichever lulav you take, you're makayim the mitzvah. Either it really belongs to you, or even if it belongs to somebody else, that person also had in mind to give it to you for a present. So Malamdin used to teach him, loy ma'ko mishu megila lovi liyodoi hereyo loy, b'matona, should belong to you b'matona. Now, l'mocha, what happened the next day on Shabbos, Yom Tov Sukkot, ma'ashkim, and people got up early. Oh boy, and they started to charge in. the Achazonim Zorkin Oismufnaim. And the Chazonim some got afraid and started to throw the Esroigim to them. Why you machatfin, they were grabbing them. Oh, Machinishes Chaveroi. One guy hit the other Chaver. That's what happened. Ukeshiro Bezdin, when Bezdin saw Shabol Ve Sakona, there was coming a Sakona, people getting hurt. Mamish, fighting for the Esrog of the Lovim is the skin of the Menet Akona, she called Echos V'Echos Noitu Bebeisai. The Menet Akona that even at Shabbos, Sukkis, when they had the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah of the Raisam, still to take the Lulav, the Rabbanim still let you do it. But a Kopon, they said, don't do it in Shul, don't do it in the Beis Hamikdash, do it at home. Privately, you won't get into problems. Shrashim Alamdin Bezdin Eskulam, Loimirim Yavur Lovel Chaveroi, Hareel Shaloi Matonic, there's Shloye Etloi Lagosla Shot. For the more Nakasha, Amai Tiltol Vialmahu, Velitche Shabbos. So the court of Kasher is, the Mishnah's Mashva Lulav, sometimes it's only 6 days. We only have it 7 days, and the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Then you're allowed to take the Lulav on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if Shabbos comes out the second or third day, then whenever Shabbos comes out, you can't take the lulav on Shabbos. But the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. The question is, what's wrong? Why can't you hold the lulav on Shabbos? Why should the Rabbanim make a gezeirah not to do the mitzvah lulav on Shabbos? For the Gemara, amai, tilta b'almahu, like the most that could be, there should be this at the Rabbanim, maybe asmuksa. That's the most that could be involved here. Like, you don't have to carry the lulav outside in your house, or else bring the lulav to shul on Erev Shabbos. So you don't have to carry, just to shake the lulav. What could be wrong? Like the worst could be, maybe it's nisa muksa. Velitche Shabbos. So let's say to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Like why the Rabbanan make gzerah not to take a lulav on Shabbos? Shrashi tultu b'yalma. Ein boi tzad iser, elo kimetal t'leitzim. There's no iser to hold the lulav. Midir iser, for sure not. The only tzad to make an iser is maybe it's like muksa. It's like you're holding wood. Now v'chivon diminat teruhu. The Migdish Kol Shiva, since Midi writes in the base of Migdish, the mitzvah was to take the lulav all 7 days. So Lomo Asruha, what does the Rabbanan say when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkis, on that day you're not allowed to take the lulav, even in the base of Migdish? Why not? Mas Yagla Teramotzabo, what's the Yagla? What they find wrong? Like, Bishlam, if you tell me, maybe be over Nisid Raisa. So the Rabbanan don't want to do a Nisid Raisa, therefore they have a right to say, Sheva Yaltasa, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. The Rabbanan have a koyach. Even though usually the Rabbanan not oike, don't take away a mitzvah, they don't tell us to do an aveira. But that's the klal, the shevi atasa shani. The Rabbanan have a right to say, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Like shofar, Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar, even though there's a mitzvah to do it. The Rabbanan has a right to say, shevi atasa, sit back and don't do it. See if there'd be some type of an issue derived here, it's good what the Rabbanan says, sit back and don't do it. But of course there's no issue derived here. All you're doing is holding a lulav. At most, it could be an Issa Muksa, but no Issa the Raisa. So why should Rabbanan make an Issa here? So Gemara says, Rabbi answers like this. Gezerah, yes, there's a Gezerah involved. We're afraid something may happen. Shema yitlenu biyodo v'yelech etzaboki l'lamdoi v'yavirenu v'arbamas v'shos rabbin. V'hain no time of the Shofar, v'hain no time of the Megillah. With a famous Gezerah, we're afraid if you're allowed to do the mitzvah on Shabbos, Sukkis, or if you're allowed to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, or if you're allowed to lay in the Megillah, when Megillah and Eretz Yisrael, when Purim comes out on Shabbos, we're afraid maybe you won't know the halachas about the mitzvah. So you're going to want to take your lulav to the Rav on Shabbos to ask him, is it a kosher lulav or not? Is the yeswe kosher or not? So you're going to walk through the Rishus Rabbim to bring it to him. You'll be doing an Issidi Raisa. So that's why the Rabbanim made Xerah, don't do the mitzvah lulav. Same thing for the Shofar also. Maybe you want to know if the Shofar is kosher or not. You want to blow for somebody else. So afraid maybe you come to carry the shofar to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So because it is Gezerah, the Rabbanan said, don't blow the shofar from Rosh Hashanah. The same thing for Megillah, you're not allowed to lay the Megillah on Shabbos. Shrashi lalamdoi, neneyo, they'll teach you how to shake the lulav, or brichosai, how to make the bracha. In the meantime, the Yivarenu Abam Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Who are these Rashi says, the Muslim name of Yoytzi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Could have been the same thing, not because you're in a walk, Dal Damasin Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Who in the Gemara could have said, you're going to carry out from your house into the Shas Rabbin. Elas Shabroid Mekamis Vinyonim Amrinon Yesh Lachash Lavoros Abamis. Vien Lachash Loit Sok Goyinim Hoye Munach Bekamlis or Bekarfe for Begino, the Yenkan Isser Hoit Sor the Raisa. There are cases that there's no Isser Hoit Sor. Hoit Sor is only carrying out from Meshus Yochid to Rishus Rabbin. So the Chepetz Mamish has to be in a Meshus Yochid, and you pick it up there and carry it out to Shas Rabbin, that's when you chayiv. Let's say the Chepetz was in a Karmelis, or in a karfif, or in a gina. That's not called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, by picking it up and stamp putting it down in the Rishus Rabin, you'd be potter. But now that you walk through the Rishus Rabin with the Dal Damis, you're chai for that. Or you be on a little level, let's see, of them lots of different cases. So that's why the Rabbanan made this takona. So you see how strong this is, that they learn out from me how important it is not to carry on Shabbos. But Hilchos the Rab says, before you walk out of your house on Shabbos, you have to check your clothing, make sure you're not carrying anything. Here the Rabbanan went so far to take away your mitzvah of the rights and not to shake lulav on Shabbos, only because we're afraid maybe you come to carry out on Shabbos. The Ramash took away the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Our whole kayach is with the shofar. The Rabbanan stopped us from blowing the shofar only because they're afraid maybe we'll come to carry outside because it's Rabbin. Ramash, you have to learn out from here how common it is to watch yourself not to carry. Paita, for the Gemara Hochi, if so, Yom Rishonami, if that's the Svaros, even when Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkot, also it should be Yosser. So the Gemara answers, Yom Rishonami, Rishonot Kino Le Rabbanin, the Rabbanan made out the corner to take it in your house. That's why you could do it. For the Gemara Hotenach Achatz Corner. That's how Mishnah says only at the end, after they saw the tumult that was going on. Because of the corner, Michael Maimon. But before that, the mitzvah was to take the lulav to shul erev Shabbos and use it in shul. So why wasn't there a gzeira then also not to do it on Shabbos? Elul Teretz is like this. Rishon the Yisim in Atarah Begvulin. The first day of Sukkot is very chomer. Even outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's a mitzvah that he writes to take the lulav the first day in is la gozer b'rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't want to stop that mitzvah. It's a chomer dike mitzvah the first day. Habahanef the rest of the days of Sukkot. The lesnayim in Atarah Begvulin. Outside the Beis Hamikdash is not midi writer anymore. Therefore, gozer b'rabbanan. The rabbanan taken made a gzeiro not to take the lulav the rest of the days, but not the first day. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, idna nami today, anan le'adina mekfira diyarcha, we don't know exactly when Kashrius bizmanes are also. How come we can't take the lulav the first day? If the first day Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, we should be able to take the lulav, like we don't make the gzeirah, if the first day comes in on Shabbos, since that's a mitzvah mediraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, idna nami today also, we should be allowed to take the lulav, even on Shabbos, the first day. But there it says, anan le'adina mekfira diyarcha. We don't know the exact day when Yom Tov really is. So at the Sveika, we don't know if it's really the first day or not. Therefore, we can't carry it, can't use it the first day. For the Gemara, though, the Inu Diyadei B'Kibbut Diyachal Lidchi, but at that time in Eretz Yisrael, when they used to know the Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to be Kaddish HaPi Riyah, they used to see the Levona, so they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, they knew exactly which day is the first day of Sukkot, so why couldn't they take the Lulav on Shabbos? Mas Enachanami, stack it true, then they could. The time that Nan Chada beyond the Rishon Shachak Shachalias Meshabbos Kolaya Kolam Malichin Es Lovei Lahar Abayis. It's true they used to be able to take the lulav on Shabbos. But Tanidach another brayta says Tanidach the Beis Hakneses even to the Beis Hakneses Shemamina Kam Bezman Shem Beis Midishkayim Kam Bezman Shem Beis Midishkayim Shemamina the East Shemamina that even Bezman Ain Beis Midishkayim Bezman they had Kiddush Hachodesh. Al Pi Riyah, when they used to see the Levona, they would takar a lot of use the lulav the first day on Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot came in on Shabbos, you were allowed to use the lulav the first day. Because since that's a deraisa tikalocha, that's a chomer even outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's midiraisa, the other Rabbanan left alocha that you're allowed to do it. It's only this man hazeh that le'adina mekfir the Yachar, as she says, Shem en Yom Tov ad lamocha, we don't know for sure when Yom Tov is. Maybe it's supposed to be an extra day to the month. So therefore, we, Bezmanis, there now, can't take the lulav on Shabbos. But at the times when they knew clearly that Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayim Mekadoshim Al Riyah, they used to make the Kiddush Levona by looking at the moon, they were allowed to do it, and Echnaim, they were allowed to do it. All right, we'll stop here.